This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the understanding that any given national economy is complicated, we begin today with a deceptively simple question about the big picture economic news of the day. Why? The Bureau of Economic Analysis updated its figures on economic growth in this country this morning. Gross domestic product grew at 3.2% annualized, of course, in the fourth quarter of last year. That is down just a hair from the first pass we got, which was 3.3%. But the relevant point here is this. This economy has been growing at a very healthy clip for a solid year and a half now. And when you poke your head up and look around at the rest of the world, that is real, real good. So, again, why? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that and what might be coming around the economic bend.
Canada, the UK, Germany, they raised interest rates to fight inflation just like we did. And you know what happened to their economies? Not good things.
They've all faltered to the point where growth at the moment is running close to zero.
Paul Ashworth is chief U.S. economist at Capital Economics. More than faltered, those economies actually shrank at times last year because high and rising interest rates are a back-breaking burden, economically speaking. And yet, the U.S. has grown for six quarters in a row.
It's almost incredible that the U.S. economy has taken that in its stride.
So why did things turn out so differently here?
Part of that is the fact that the disinflation process has been more rapid than anticipated.
Lydia Boussour is senior economist at EY. We got inflation down pretty fast.
And that has allowed for some recovery in real disposable income.
And so we consumers were able to spend more. Also helping us spend more, all that stimulus. Lauren Seidel-Baker is an economist with ITR Economics.
We got a little extra boost in our consumer from all of that pandemic-era stimulus. We're still feeling the echoes of that.
Also helping, the U.S. has raked in a ton of investment from abroad, and government spending has helped too, says Matthew Luzzetti, chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
The government sector added around 0.75 percentage point to growth on average per quarter, which is a big additional boost to the economy.
But on top of all that, higher interest rates just don't sting as many people in the U.S. because of a peculiarity in how we do mortgages in this country. They are long. They last for 30 years.
Households are able to lock in 30-year fixed-rate mortgages at historically low rates.
So, homeowners aren't hit over the head as often when interest rates go up, and they still have money to spend out in the rest of the economy. In Canada, mortgages are often reset after just 5 years, so more people are exposed when rates suddenly rise. But if the U.S. has been such an outlier for all these reasons, is it going to stay that way?
I do see GDP growth coming back down to earth.
Again, Lauren Seidel-Baker with ITR. Growth will slow down, she and many other economists predict, but we should still be in good shape through the rest of the year. Knock on wood. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.